How are you?
I'm great. Yeah. How have you been?
Pretty good. What was the highlight of your summer?
Oh, gosh. You know, we didn't really go anywhere on vacation or anything.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're a tourism person, right?
I know, right?
You didn't go anywhere on vacation?
Shame on me.
Shame? Literally shame.
Shame, shame.
Well, you stayed right where it's all happening, Southeast South Dakota.
You know, we call it a staycation then.
Okay.
Let's call it that.
So, a summer-long staycation.
Yeah, we, I think I've mentioned this before, but we spend as much time as we possibly can out on the river every summer. So that's my happy place. And, you know, we live about 3 miles with river access, so we're out there all the time.
I assume Missouri River?
Mm-hmm, correct,
but there's also some other nice rivers in the area.
Correct, yes. You know, you go up to Sioux Falls, getting on the Big Sioux River. A lot of people kayak up there, Palisades State Park. So, yeah, the outdoor recreation opportunities in our region are really outstanding. You know, we have 18 state parks in this area. So if you haven't explored all of those, you can pick up one of our regional maps. We partnered with Game Fish and Parks to shine a spotlight on all of the state parks in our region last year. So you can explore that and get out there and check out all the ones that you might not know as much about.
People might be surprised by that number, 18 state parks. Yeah. That's a big, healthy number.
It is.
You have a fave?
Well, you know, it depends on what I'm out to do. So, of course, Lewis and Clark Rec area is on the lake, and I grew up here. But Palisades, especially like in the fall, if you're looking to kind of get out for some fall hiking, when the leaves start turning colors, it is gorgeous.
Yeah, Palisades, so, I agree. Yeah. Really, really nice. So when you're out on the water, are we talking kayak, tubing, water skiing, laying on an inflatable? What do you like to do?
Yeah, so our children are older now, so I'm officially an empty nester, which is strange. But like last summer, you know, we would do a lot of wakeboarding and things like that. All of our friends and family that we hang out with out there all have little kiddos, so they're out there fishing and just playing around in the water. So it's just kind of a lot of just hanging out on a sandbar and enjoying the sunshine.
I went through empty nest for the first time about 9 years ago. I'm here to tell you everything's going to be okay.
Well,
all right?
Thank you.
I promise you everything's going to be really, really good.
So. Thanks.
We're here to talk today. Well, you're here to talk today about a flavor guide.
Yeah.
So tell me what that is.
Yeah. So I went to a conference when I was with Visit Yankton several years ago and came across. So I brought one for you to kind of check out. This is my inspiration. So Fargo, the conference was in Fargo, and they have this really super cute, you know, 4x7.5 publication that they put together about all of the restaurants that they have in Fargo. And I was like, gosh, I really, really want to do something like that. So it's been on my kind of like to-do list hanging around there, and we're going to pull the trigger and try to make it happen this year. But our goal is to really help our members that fall into the culinary category to try to stand out, because we do have a crowded culinary scene here in Southeast South Dakota. You know, we have, when you look at Sioux Falls alone, they're approaching 900 restaurants in Sioux Falls alone. So what we want to do is to allow all of our culinary member partners to have a free listing in this new publication that we're going to put together. And then we're going to do the same that we do with all of our other publications, is just try to promote it and get it out into the hands of visitors and also locals. You know, I think especially in the wintertime, a lot of people from our neck of the woods, that's kind of one of our favorite pastimes is going out and exploring the different dining options. But I forgot to mention that it's not just restaurants. So when you think culinary, so it's breweries, wineries, restaurants, coffee shops, sweet treats, all of those things. So any of those folks that are current members with Southeast South Dakota are going to be listed in there for free.
If Kansas City is known for barbecue and Cincinnati is known for chili, what would you tag Southeast South Dakota? I think I can guess what you're going to say, but I'll see.
So I guess there's several unique things that I would say. The number one thing that comes to mind is Chislik.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Kolaches.
Yes.
You know, German sausage. You know, they're up in Brookings. You know, you got the pheasant. Huron does a great job with pheasant up there too. But yeah, no, I think we definitely have some unique culinary experiences here. And sometimes it's not about the actual food. Sometimes it's about the venue too. So we're really looking to help business owners shine a spotlight on what makes their place unique and get people to their tables.
When do you think people can expect to see a flavor guide out?
So it's going to come out for peak season 2026, right before we head out to the travel shows. So it would be January, possibly early February, depending on how easily we get through the other guides. So yeah.
Did you see who was in 605 magazine? I don't know if you saw it yet, but look at that.
Yeah, well, that was back in June. So
it's a nice photo of you.
Thanks. Yeah. So Alana and the team from 605 Magazine came down to our annual meeting. They're also members of our organization, and she just did a great little shout out on the work that we do here at Southeast South Dakota. So we are super pumped about that and grateful for that opportunity.
Yeah, you should be. One of the things we like about you visiting the most is all the materials that you bring. As you can see, it's front and center for our guests.
I love that.
Every day, and they thumb through them all the time.
That's great.
When they
Thank
get bored
you.
With me, they thumb through all the things you leave.
I know, and shoot, I forgot to bring our new sportsman's guide. I thought I had it in my stack.
Well, you can stop
yes,
that.
Yes, I will do that, for
yeah,
sure.
And the pens that you shared with us mm-hmm. before continue to be very popular, so
Good.
Thanks for all the trinkets and the merch. And
yeah.
How are things going out at the Mead?
Good. Yeah. So they're actually, oh my gosh. So it was actually before Riverboat Days. I saw Chris actually wrapping a box for Christmas. So they're already starting planning for Hall of Trees. And so that's, you know, that planning, you know, but they're already working on Halloween, which blows my mind. But when I saw that Christmas box, I was like, holy cow.
Yeah. And it's for Christmas 2027, not even the next one. Really getting ahead.
Yeah.
Well, you got to stay ahead.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. Anything else you wanted to pass along?
Just if you are a member with Southeast, remember to add your fall events to our calendar. So peak season might be over, but there's plenty to do in Southeast throughout the fall. Pumpkin patches and all the fun fall things. So, yeah.
Is that flavor guide going to be a scratch and sniff thing?
Just that an would idea. Be interesting. Yeah,
just an idea.
That's an interesting idea. Yeah, we'll float that out there.
Thanks for coming in. You're always welcome here. Take care.
Thanks.